And I was reading Vrindavan Mani Mamrita, and Prabodhananda Saraswati says, within the splendid ocean of light manifested from the bead syllable of the Kama Gayatri Mantra, the sweet abode of Vrindavan is manifest. So it's hard for me to understand that. The whole spiritual abode existing with one syllable. I think also here in Brahma Sunita also he says,
you see three lovers who are talking about three. You know that is the condition that is. This is the, you know, that means Krishna, Gopi, Radhika, all kinds of yoga, and everything is in that soundbite. By worshipping this mantra for a long time, if the proud will come, and lips will come, so many lips will come, then flowers will come, at last fruit, and after that it will be written, and it will be very successful for Krishna. This will be said, and the remnant will be. Take a process, a long time.
Many lifetimes.
When we remember always this mantra as a scout, that kind of nistha will come, nishti will come, nasakti will come, how will high power is done, and then everything is done. And then two kinds of rest will come. At last, very beautiful truth is what it means. Not brother.
No.
Not right. But Pachya.
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 Yeah.
Unright. And then half right. Half right. And half unright. And after that, it will rise. Fragrance will come out. Very tasteful. And that Krishna food will test it.
Is that fruit coming from our hearts, from chanting?
By that mantra.
By that mantra.
Not from heart.
Not.
So you will have to practice everything you come.
Then in the Brahma Sanita I was reading yesterday, talking about the Gopal Mantra, and Bhakti Siddhanta says that this Gopal Mantra, it fulfills all desires. And it says, in the case of the devotee who is mixed, this mantra fulfills his heart's desires also. Does that mean it gives some material benefit? I can't understand how this mantra would give some material benefit.
It can give material desire. It can also give mukti. And it can also give essence strength. and it will be bread grain and this is fabric. What is the value? So try to leave all the desire, not only the people. Otherwise, you will be entangled in all this.
I thought that mantra would give only gopi pain.
No. If any man comes to me, you see, you have seen, panda comes to me, and I give them a little something. One little note, two little, five, 10, 100, 90. And then the girl, daughter comes, I give him money, the siddhant of the now and if a jnani comes, I struggle with him, that Brahm is nothing, then he says, it is opposite to our siddhant. So, if you have desire for all these things, the power will be given to you. And if you have no desire, then you go to them, then you know, kalpataru?
Desire tree.
What is it? What is desire? If I want mango, you will give me. If I want plantain, you will give me. If I want a very good baby, everything worldly can be. But if I will tell her him that give me Krishna friend, he will not give.
Why not?
But because it is in Swarga, Kalpataru. And if you go to Vrindavan, any city, from Tulsi to Kadamba, Kamal, they will go there. They are more than this. Chintamani can give worldly things. He cannot give to our God. Chintamani. But he shall Krishna. But the flowers of Vrindavan, they can give anything to that.
In these prayers that Radha Kripa Prakashate is reading?
You read it?
Yes.
Read it carefully.
In one of the last prayers, it says that the practicing devotee who recites this dava 100 times while situated in the waters of Radha Kund attains complete perfection in all the four purusharthas. And also, one attains the power by which everything spoken will come true. And one becomes.
Examine.
Should I do this? Go and chant 100 times in Radha Kund. I'll do this.
The crocodile will come and carry you to the
turtle.
Yes.
So that's very good.
Otherwise, if you spend one night Sabhi Sutam, will attack you so hard.
I'll go in the morning.
And then you will
पानी से बाहर नहीं निकल पाए.
I'll go in the morning.
Huh?
I will go in the morning.
When it will be so cold day.
No, I won't go in the cold.
It is not so easy. Go and try one day.
I have tried.
Then you will be flat.
Yes. But I was wondering why these prayers would give the force to recession. I thought, would this give Radha praying, Gopi praying?
If doing so, any calamity, anything comes. But if you are strict to follow, then you understand. Try to do it anywhere, very easily you can do. Understand.
Uh-huh.
Practice here.
Uh-huh.
Right. All right. Then go to here, Indradyumna Sarovar. Narendra
Sarovar.
Uh-huh. Take water like this and chant there.
All right.
Then you see. Oh,
that's cool.
Could you chant some of the verses?
This is too hard. I cannot.
You're chanting every day, I think, aren't you? You could just sing
you
one verse.
You could chant it.
Yeah.
By the grace of these slopes, you will realize this. Then you will be qualified to hear. Deep.
And I had another question. Some devotees, I see, they keep Lakshmi with their Tulsi Mala in bead bags.
You took also?
Sorry?
You had so much Lakshmi. You have come to India for Lakshmi?
No.
I'm
wondering if it's some offense to do that.
You took Lakshmi. You had to come to Kalka.
Right.
Repeat it? Have you seen?
No, I'm not seeing.
And why you are seeing that?
Because in this time so many devotees do.
It comes about the more girls. They marry. Do you want to marry?
No.
They want to fly here and there. Do you want all these things?
Not anymore. Since I met you? No.
Then why you saw this thing? You could not come back. Lakshmi and Krishna, both together they cannot live. They can live only if the devotees of Uttam Mahabharata, like the Yudhishthira Maharaj, like other, they can serve Krishna with all these things. Okay. We can use it only for our knowledge. No. Okay. We should take only good and good qualities of individual. Not bad quality. And you know?
In Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's also saying in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, if we offend the moving and non-moving residents of Vrindavan, we will not have the intelligence to see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
we will not have the intelligence to see the truth. We should not offend any living entities in Vrindavan. So, sometimes in my room, so many spiders are coming, so many ants are coming, rats are coming. I don't like living with all these creatures.
What do you do?
I chase them away. But they're residents of Vrindavan. They make the room so dirty. It's beautiful. Am I making some offense to them?
That if everything is Satchidanandamaya, everything, then you should not do all this. But I think that is not true. Not true. Like all the trees, paper, trees, and everything else. Satchidananda. But you don't realize that. But if you see Jagannath Swami Maharaj, he was a Mahaprabhu. When he used to take Mahaprasadam, means thal, thal, you know,
plate.
Then so many wives of
Puppy, little baby dog.
Used to come like this, lift themselves like this, and used to come, and they used to say Mahaprasadam in the plate of Jagannath or Rasa.
While he was taking, he didn't mind.
He at first used to give Mahaprasadam to them, that their stomach were fulfilled. And they used to go here and there. Then we used to go. It's very, very good. Anytime if the servants of the devotees of Jagannath Prabhu Maharaj, they took them and so outside, then Jagannath Prabhu Maharaj used to leave half. I will not take Mahaprasadam. Why the boys are there? He used to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because he was black, light blind. Not blind. His puppies were up to here. Because he was 145, 44 years. 144 years old. So it all has come to here.
His eyebrows.
Now, not this.
His lid.
Then, he used to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, where I spoke. First very, sixth very. When 10 will come in number, then he gladly used to give prasadam there and then. He has that sight, thin man sight. Everything he sees, that they are thin men. They are all very dear to Chaitanya. In Vrindavan, everything, every Kripa's and things are Satchidananda. What you have been? The ant will be cut
Yes.
But Jagannath Das Bhagwan Maharaj, no cutting. There is go and do. Do anything, kill to death. The serpent will come to Jagannath Das Bhagwan Maharaj. And will come and he will ride on the coat of Jagannath Das Bhagwan Maharaj. Means he will do pranam to Jagannath Das Bhagwan Maharaj and he will go. But to us it will be. Because we have not done. So try to advise them not to do ill of any wish, any kripa, any wish. Oh yeah?
Just one more question. One Puri Vasi, he says, for my illness, I should offer puja to Jagannath.
Shatarai. But again.
One friend of mine, one Puri Vasi.
Puri Vasi.
He says, I should offer puja.
A friend
of mine.
He told to you.
Yes.
What?
To get rid of my illness.
Huh?
To get rid of my illness.
Illness. For your illness.
I should offer puja to Jagannath.
Don't do it.
I said, I ask Maharaj first.
No. You should give puja to Jagannath Dev for Krishna prema.
Hmm.
You should not. Because any day you will die. So we should not do anything for our we should take medicine. We careful that the rose should not come. But we should not worship Krishna, any god or our body. We should chant and chant Vishan Harikatha. You want to ask anything? They don't follow all these things. These are very minor things. From the foot dust of Jagannath Dev Krishna, all three things are done. Understand? Jagannath ji ke charno ke dhuli se hi jagat ka maintenance srishti aur vanshti hai. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra iske liye nahi. Third class bogus person think like so. We only know that Krishna is Vrajendranandan Shyam. He has gone to Dwarka and Mathura and then to Dwarka. Then he went to Kurukshetra. He went with his sister and brother, Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra. They are very dear to Krishna. He took money to misguide Lakshmi that I am not going alone to Braja. I will just meet Gopi. I am going to meet my mother, Yashoda, and all the Bhagavad. So you should live patiently because I am going with Baldev and Subhadra. With them I cannot meet Gopi. Only to make believe them. No? But when he went to Kurukshetra, he left Baldev and Subhadra and all others. And he met to her mother, his mother, and after all after that he met two gopis. And he promised that I am coming just now with you on your manorath. Manorath means the chariot of mine, and I will lead it to you and play with you in Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always means Vraja Vrajananda. Pratimanaha Tumi Sakshat Vrajananda. And then he starts Krishna, Baldev and Subhadra with him. He knew that I am coming to Kurukshetra and I am seeing Baldev and Subhadra also. But I will take Krishna only. Krishna has so many manifestations from Krishna Baldev Prabhu. From Baldev new Sankarsan, from new Sankarsan to Mahasankarsan, Mahasankarsan to Karnabhisai, from him Garbhavasai, then from zero Krodasai or Garbhavasai comes up Brahma, comes up Sankar. And these two, they are Adhishtatri, they offer generator means Brahma, and supporter, and disruptor.
God.
No need of Krishna to do all this. Third class. So don't listen Pandas or anyone third class person. Try to listen Siddhanta with Vaishnava or Rasi very close to Chaitanya. Then you will know. It is from Nimu. Nimu. Sitting like this. Means that there is a history behind it. When he became so old, Gopal Guru wrote a Paddhati of Krishna and Radha Bhajan Divasya. Bhakti Pranam Thakur has invented that system. And after that, it became as Dhyan Chanda Paddhati. Aspatadi Yogi. And mixed artists, everything. So he was a very influential acharya. He was disciple of Bhakteswar Pandit. When he became so old, he told his disciples, especially to Dhyanchand, now I am going to my holy master. I am going to Vrinda. And everyone thought that his body is lying down and his atma was. But after some handsome return so wise that his guru had entered in Nitya-lila and his body was given to Samadhi. After a month, anyone came from Vrindavan and told that I have sent him Gopal Guru under Bansi Bhat and he was chanting. he was waiting. So I told him that you are here and yes, we are some function. So I seen him, he told to Dhyan Chandra. And Dhyan Chandra was so feeling separated. And we heard that the Gurudev is in Vrindavan and doing Hari, we are Vansiva. Then he at once became ready to go there. In the meantime, so many Raj Karmachari,
officer,
and the king after Prataprudra Raja. At that time, Prataprudra had gone. So he, Sankara, the king, they saw that this whole area is called Radha Kansana. At first it was in the Kasi Mukta Bhavantikwad and under Kasi Mukta. Kasi Mukta has no son. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Everyone knew that this